Nathan Zagura with your FanDuel Fantasy Minute for week number 6. And of course, you can always play, watch, and win all in one day at FanDuel. Start with the quarterback. Kirk Cousins gets the nod against San Francisco. 585 yards, 5 touchdowns passing in his last 2 games for Cousins. Now he comes off the bye and should be well prepared for a struggling 49ers pass defense that's allowed an average of 321 yards passing and an average of 20 FanDuel points per game over their last 3 weeks. At running back, there's an emerging star named Alvin Kamara, and you want to get him in your lineups. Adrian Peterson is gone, and Kamara last week had 50% of the team's snaps, produced 96 total yards, and a touchdown on a season-high 15 touches, 10 of which were receptions. Just last week, the Panthers running backs totaled 8 catches for 54 yards and a score against the Lions, who have really struggled with pass-catching backs thus far. Kamara, a nice little sleeper for you. And at wide receiver, we'll go with the star again. Keenan Allen against the Oakland Raiders. Allen has at least 9 targets in every game this year. He's received double-digit targets in 4 out of 5. He's been over 100 yards receiving in 2 of his last 4 games, and the Raiders have allowed 12-plus FanDuel points to the opposing number 1 in 3 of their last 4 games. For the Browns, obviously Duke Johnson, 80 total yards or a touchdown in 4 straight games, but I'm going to say, how about David Njoku? The rookie tight end now has 3 touchdowns on the season, tied for the NFL tight end lead. 2 of those have come from Kevin Hogan on just 4 targets. With Hogan at quarterback, Njoku's caught all 4 of his targets for 71 yards and 2 scores, and a tight end has done very well against the Texans 3 weeks in a row. Over that span, tight ends have 25 catches for 314 yards and a touchdown. That is the FanDuel Fantasy Minute. Play, watch, and win all in one day at FanDuel.